Okay, good morning. My name is Cindy Brown, and I am the Director of Education Policy here at the Center for American Progress, and we're very pleased that you have all joined us today. We actually expect a few more folks. At least they told us they were going to be coming. It's Monday. We'll see if they get here, but we don't want to hold you up, so we'll begin. We're very glad that you've joined us and that you have an interest in this discussion of the international experience with improving the quality of teaching through a variety of teacher compensation strategies and reforms. We have a great group of panelists to discuss this topic this morning, and you all have our new report in your seats. Before we begin, however, I want to ask that all of you be sure your cell phones are off and on vibrate. We don't want any interruptions. Susan's turning hers off now. We at the Center for American Progress, like all of you, or you wouldn't be here, are very concerned about teacher quality generally in our schools, and especially about the distribution of the most effective teachers. As many of you know, in August 2005, the Center released a report of its education task force entitled Getting Smarter, Becoming Fairer, a Progressive Education Agenda for a Stronger Nation. It made several recommendations regarding strengthening of the teaching force. With support from the Joyce Foundation, we are giving special attention to the teacher and principal compensation issue. Over 2 years, we will be commissioning papers and holding public events that will explore issues relevant to the design and implementation of teacher and principal compensation systems that reward excellent teaching and leadership, as evaluated in part by student performance, and provide incentives to teach in shortage areas or work in the most challenging schools. Indeed, our next event will be December 13th with Dan Goldhaber, and we will release a paper he has done on political and policy issues in the United States as it grapples with the compensation issues. The Center is examining research and experience with pay for performance and incentive pay and hopes to promote a more reasoned and visible public discussion about it. And we begin today by looking at what our peers and other nations are doing with regard to teacher and principal compensation. To my knowledge, the kind of examination made by Susan Sclafani and Mark Tucker has not been done by American researchers. In fact, when I called around the country asking for recommendations of who could do such a paper, I got none. Then Susan volunteered, Mark and herself. So you have today the fruits of their effort, which we are pleased to publish with the National Center on Education and the Economy. I'm going to let Mark and Susan tell you what they learned. We also will get comments from two knowledgeable experts. I am going to briefly introduce all four panelists. I think you have their full bios either in the, at your seats or in the invitation that we sent out, and I won't take the time to go through all of that. We'll hear from them and have some exchange and then open the floor to everyone. To begin is Mark Tucker, who is president of the National Center on Education and the Economy, a Washington, D.C.-based organization which provides policy guidance and technical assistance to government and educational institutions in the United States and abroad. Susan Sclafani recently retired as Assistant Secretary of Education for Vocational and Adult Education in the U.S. Department of Education and joined Chartwell Education Group, a new consulting organization formed by Rod Page, former U.S. Secretary of Education. She also served as counselor to the Secretary of Education, where she was the United States representative to OECD and the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group. Howard Nelson is a senior associate director in the Office of the President of the American Federation of Teachers. A former university professor, he has studied international teacher policies. Rick Hess is a resident scholar and director of education policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute and executive editor of Education Next. As you know, he is a prolific researcher and writer about many aspects of education policy. We're going to start with Mark.